It's that time of the year again where everyone gathers around family and friends to eat your favorite foods, and turkey, I guess. We wanted to let you know that everyone at WONY WONY 90.9 FM wishes you a happy Thanksgiving.
Bro, I just got an email from Suni Oniona IT saying that my account got deleted unless I click this link. Should I?
No, report it. That's phishing.
But it looks real. It's some support at sunioniona-ithelp.biz.
Bruh, okay. Real IT emails come from at onionta.edu. That's like getting a text from Jeff Bezos asking for your bank info.
So if I clicked it...
Oh, your password gone. Your data stolen. And your dignity non-existent.
What do I do?
Okay, hold on. Here are some steps to combat these issues. Step 1, make sure to change your password. 2, check your multi-factor settings. Step 3, change the passwords for any other accounts that you might have used with that password.
Okay, dodged a bullet. Thanks, bro.
Yes, no problem. All right. Now, let's get back to important things, like figuring out why the Wi-Fi dies every...
Hi, everyone. You're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some events to look forward to this week. On Monday, November 17th, join SUNY Oneonta's Health and Wellness Center for Coffee with the Counseling Center. This will be happening from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. in the Hunt Union Reception. On Monday at 6 p.m., join the Office of Global Education for an International Music Mingle. This will be happening in Hunt Union Waterfront Room. Lastly, on Monday, join the Activities Council for Seasonal Arts and Crafts for Thanksgiving. This will be happening from 9 p.m. to 10:30 in the International Lounge of Hunt Union. On Tuesday, join the SUNY Oneonta Badminton Club for their Badminton Doubles Tournament. This will be happening from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Also happening on Tuesday, join for some line dance lessons happening from 6 to 7 p.m. in the Hulbert Event Center. On Tuesday, be sure to join SUNY Oneonta's Global Education Office for their Global Thanksgiving Celebration. This will be happening from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Great Room. As always, Tuesday is Trivia Tuesday, so join Activities Council for Trivia in the Red Dragon Theater from 9 to 10 p.m. On Wednesday, join the Jewelry Making Club for our meeting. Come and bead with us. This will be happening from 5 to 7 p.m. in the Hunt Union Butternut Valley Room. Hope to see you there. On Thursday, join the SUNY Oneonta Counseling Health and Wellness Center for the Great American Smokeout. This will be happening in Chase Gym from 2 to 5 p.m. Also on Thursday, join the Anthropology Club for Real Talk, The Truth of Thanksgiving, happening from 6 to 7 p.m. in Physical Science 246. From 6 to 7 p.m., there will be a multicultural variety show. This will be happening in the ballroom. On Thursday, be sure to check out Music Industry Club's show of The Backfires and Wolf. This will be happening in Lee Hall, The Great Room, from 6 to 9 p.m. Come see these awesome bands perform. On Friday, support the SUNY Oneonta's women's basketball team as they play Eastern Connecticut, happening from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. in DeWar Arena. On Saturday, Club Odyssey is hosting Hot Cocoa and Jackbox. This will be happening from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Club Odyssey studio on Main Street. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Have a great week and keep it locked, everyone.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to episode 2 of Sour Girl. Today, I'm running into a little bit of a snafu because, unfortunately, during my second show, my computer isn't working the way that it's supposed to be working, so my music is kind of not working right now, guys. This being said, though, once I do get it up and running, our episode today is going to be sludge metal and adjacent bands. This being said, we're going to be playing a lot of awesome hits. Some you may know, some you may not know. And hopefully I could get this up and running for you guys to listen to my beautiful music. But for now, you're going to have to deal with my even more beautiful voice. Let's see if I could get this on. Okay. Let's see. Hey guys, I'm still running through a little bit of a snafu, so I am so sorry about this, everybody. I don't know why this is happening right now. I'm really hoping that I could get this sorted out. That being said, okay, I think we finally have this locked and loaded.
Let us pray.
Okay. Never mind. I'm so sorry, everybody. I'm trying to figure this out. I'm not sure why nothing is working. I just wonder. Okay. Please. Let's see. Oh my god. Hey guys, so unfortunately I'm still having a snafu, so yeah. So we're gonna actually go back to automation for a little bit until I figure this out. Thank you for bearing with me. Hey guys, so luckily I finally got our music selection set up for you all today, so we're finally gonna get into that. I can't really do the spiel I initially wanted to in the beginning of the episode, but we're gonna just hop right into the first song because we've already wasted enough time. This first one up is going to be Gray Flower by Acid Bath. I know I played them last show, they're a fantastic band, so we're gonna just play them again, you know, because who doesn't get tired of Acid Bath? I know I don't. All right, guys. It's time.
Thank you.
Everybody, I'm so sorry about the snafu I hit in the beginning of the episode. Unfortunately, the studio iMac wasn't working, but we did get that figured out. We got that settled, so you guys got to hear that awesome first song. Acid Bath is a fantastic band. They were Louisiana natives. Great, fantastic band. They're actually on tour right now, so if anybody wants to go see Acid Bath, like, now's your time to do it, because you never know. You never know. Next up, we have another Louisiana sludge band. This is going to be Crowbar with The Lasting Dose. I'm going to get straight into this one because we are a little short on time due to the snafu, so here you guys go. I hope that you guys really enjoyed that song. That's one of my favorites. Crowbar is a fantastic band. There would be more I have to say about them, but I can't really think of it at the moment, so I'm going to chat a little bit about the next band. So next up, we have a band that isn't sludge metal. They're more of a punk grindcore band. This is going to be Brujeria. They have, like, a really cool gimmick, actually, I want to talk about for a second. They are a band, they're, like, a super group, because a bunch of, like, punk singers from California are in that group, but their, like, quip is that they're, like, a Mexican cartel. Now, they're not actually, like, this is a band, these are all, like, musicians from the punk scene, but I think that's really cool, so we're gonna get into this next song, which is gonna be Matando Güeros 97, and let's just jump into it.
Este que acabamos de presentar, las cabezas de los dos desaparecidos no aparecen. Las familias de las víctimas no quieren hablar, dicen que tienen miedo. Estamos tratando de hablar con alguien responsable del grupo Brujeria, todavía no hemos podido que nos acepten esta invitación. Así que la investigación continúa.
Right, so that was Matando Güeros 97 by Brujeria. Another fun fact about that song, it was featured on the Gummo soundtrack. Now, I haven't personally seen Gummo, but that movie soundtrack is actually fantastic. I found it through another band I'm going to be playing later. Their name's going to be secret for now. But fantastic soundtrack. I know that movie's, like, disgusting, though. I haven't seen it for that reason, so... you know, but if you ever need to listen to a movie soundtrack and you're like, what should I listen to? Gummo soundtrack is really, really good. Without a further ado, though, the next song just came out today. It was by an artist I also played last week, Nicole Dahlinganger. This is going to be Have You Seen Me by Nicole Dahlinganger, of course, because I literally just said her name. So, you know, let's get into it.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Because this episode is a sludge metal episode, I'm going to cut that song a little short because it isn't. Obviously, it isn't a sludge metal song. This being said, though, I'm going to play a suggestion that was actually just sent to me by my dad. We're going to be playing Directional by Indian. So let's get into this.
Thank you.
right, guys, that was Directional by Indian. Fun fact about Indian, my dad actually has their band tattoo, like, on his hand, which is kind of cool. Hence why I suggested the band. They're an incredible band. They're, like, his personal friends, so, you know, that's pretty cool. Next up, we are going to be playing something from the Melvins. You've probably heard of the Melvins. Your favorite artists love the Melvins. Kurt Cobain was the Melvins' biggest fans. He wanted to be a member of Melvins, but he wasn't talented enough. Sorry, Kurt. He was talented in his own right, but not for the Melvins. They're a fantastic band. Like I said, your favorite artist loves the Melvins. I love the Melvins. My guest here, Jack, he loves the Melvins too. I don't know if he actually listens to them. Yeah, he said yes. So, you know, it's time. We're going to play the Melvins, guys. This is going to be Joan of Arc off of Houdini. Alrighty, guys, that was Joan of Arc by the Melvins. Like I said, incredibly influential band. If you look up your favorite band, like photos of them, one of the members is going to be wearing one of their shirts. That's all I'm saying. Like, I think that the Melvins are underappreciated. I think that more people should listen to the Melvins. You know. So, next up, I was, like, shuffling between songs. Honestly, I'm not feeling many of these anymore. So, next up, we're going to be playing Dax Riggs from Acid Bath. after Acid Bath's initial split in the 90s, he formed another band called Agents of Oblivion, and they re-recorded one of his songs from Acid Bath, and that was Dead Girl. That's both my favorite Acid Bath song and my favorite song by his second group, Agents of Oblivion. So I'm going to be playing the Agents of Oblivion version today. It's a little more peppy. The original version's acoustic, so I think this one just... it'll wake you guys all up because it's late and I'm sure everybody's tired. So I need to wake you all up. So, yeah, come on. It's time. Dead Girl, Agents of Oblivion. Guys, I'm gonna cut that one out a little short because it's a longer song and the chorus is just gonna repeat and repeat and repeat. Next up, we have a suggestion from my mom. I love my parents so much. I want to play their music taste on here because my parents are really who inspired me. Like, I always got to have their influence as a kid, and that's influenced my music taste now immensely. I like saying immensely because it's a fancy word, so... shout out to my mom and dad. You guys mean the whole world to me. I love you guys so much. This is going to be The Wreck of the SS Needle by Cult of Luna. Cult of Luna is a fantastic band. This album in particular, Mariner, they recorded with a woman named Julie Christmas. She was in Made Out of Babies. I don't know why I'm blanking on her other band name, but she's incredible. She's a New Yorker. Her music's fantastic, so... if you like the female singer, that's not usually what they have. It's just for this album. So let's get into it. This is The Wreck of the SS Needle by Cult of Luna. I'm just going to cut the song out a little bit short because this is a 9 minute and 33 second song. And I know that, unfortunately, most people's attention spans aren't going to gravitate towards a song for 9 minutes and 33 seconds, although mine totally would. Next up, I'm going to play another 9 minute song, but I'm only going to play about 2 minutes from it. This is a band that also isn't technically sludge metal, but I consider them sludge adjacent because they're heavy and I believe they inspired a lot of sludge metal bands. This is going to be the band Neurosis. This is going to be their song Stones from the Sky. And I'm just going to jump right into this one because after this, we're going to have one more song. And that song is going to be recommended by our extra special guest, Jack, who is not talking on air today. All right, guys.
Wash over.
guys. Again, I'm cutting that one out a little short because that is another 9 minute and 45 second song. This last song, however, this one's from our extra special guest, Jack. I like calling him my extra special guest because it makes him, like, giggle behind me, which is kind of funny. Anyway, this is going to be the band The Digs. Fun fact about The Digs, they have about 200 monthly listeners on Spotify. So I think what you all should do after listening to this awesome, beautiful song is put them in your Spotify and give them some love, because underappreciated bands on Spotify, they deserve you. You deserve them. So yeah, this is going to be Trouble Every Day by The Digs off of the album Commute. If you're a commuter, this one's for you.
I'm so funny.
Thank you.
guys, it's just about that time where I'm wrapping up Sour Girl Episode 2. This was supposed to be the Sludge Metal episode, but due to my snafu, I couldn't play half of the songs I wanted to play, and I, at the liberty of myself, played songs for my friends and family. So you all better be appreciative of what I sacrificed for you. Anywho, thank you all so much for tuning in. I unfortunately will not be here next Thursday. It'll be Thanksgiving and I will be with my family. Although the following Thursday I will be here. Unfortunately, we're only having 4 more shows till the semester ends, so there's that. But I'm logging off for now, so bye guys. Have a great weekend. Say hi to Jack. Bye.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year from your friends and DJs at WONY, W-O-N-Y, 90.9 FM, Oneonta. Thank you for a great year of listening and keeping it locked. Is it
Being prepared is a key component of an enjoyable day out. The National Ski Patrol reminds you to be physically fit and to have your skis and bindings checked and tuned by a professional and to have your boots properly fitted by a boot fitter before you arrive at the slopes. If your gear is not functioning properly, it increases the risks of injury while skiing or boarding. This message is brought to you by the National Ski Patrol, which encourages you to be snow smart and play it safe. Learn more.